Mike always freaks me out with these music. He takes the words out, and just when I'm like, I'm going to know the song when the lyrics hit, and he takes them out, so I'm stuck. Like, what is this? What is this? Got the riff stuck in my head, and I don't know what song I'm singing. It's Rosie on the House on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We're going to stay in Tucson with our calls as we bring in Cecilia. Good morning, ma'am, and welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. I wish you well.
Thank you.
And the reason I'm calling is because I live in a subdivision in Tucson, and my backyard is at an incline, which inclines inward towards the patio. It's not a very sharp incline, but it certainly is enough of an incline that when the monsoon comes, it floods my back patio. And so I'm thinking I should raise the level of the back patio as one alternative, or two, bring in a bulldozer and just level the backyard and start all over again.
How are we going to direct her, gentlemen?
Well, you called in this week with this question. We just went through this on the last show with the grading and drainage on the last show that we did together. The couple of things you're going to need to look at as far as the grading and drainage is how much room can you raise the patio before you reach the floor height of the house? Typically, if in a standard home you're looking 3-4 inches, is that going to be enough to solve your problem? And if it keeps raining, is that not going to work for you? So solving the problem with the grading and drainage is probably your first priority, whether you can route it to the front of the house and get rid of it, or, like you said, just bulldoze the back and get things leveled. But either way, you're going to want to solve that problem before you go to the next step.
And so many times when we're looking at the general master building, you know, a lot of it's built, and I won't say with a lack of acknowledgement of water, but a lack of respect for it.
Yeah.
You'll see big, a big conduit right through a subdivision that has where everything's supposed to flow to this one area and be washed out. And it comes and goes so quickly that they're like, well, it's the same with the phone lines. They put in, and I shouldn't say this, but they put in substandard phone lines because when it rains and there's a problem, well, it's dry before the technician can get there. So why spend the extra money for the additional infrastructure?
Right.
But what happens is it's the inconsistency of water that gets us. We get this huge flash flood. It's dried out for 4 months. Then we get a month of saturation, and then it's dry for an extended amount of time. And that contrast of water is where problems really develop. You could build a home and put it in flood irrigation all the way up to the foundation, like we've seen in a lot of the historic districts for years and years and years. And then someone's like, you know what? I'm going to reduce the water. I'm going to put in a hardscape, and they cut off the irrigation, and then all of a sudden they have foundation problems. Well, that lack of moisture that's been there in that soil for 50 years is now creating that problem. So it's you know, we're taking something that we created, this consistent environment of moisture, we took it away, and now there's a problem.
The situation she's in Tucson, I really would look at if there's a possibility of doing some light grading, possibly even a little bit of just soil removal, even around this hardscape to see if you can direct the water out towards the wherever the water's supposed to go. And that's what you need to do is determine where is the water supposed to go and what's the obstacle between. It sounds very simplistic, but that's really the crux of the problem.
And any idea, I know you guys, this is maybe a little bit more scientific, but y'all seem to be that type. When we're looking at rain and a downpour, how much water can accumulate off the rooftop? And when we're getting a good monsoon downpour, you know, we look at the ridge of a roof. You know, that's not a flat surface, so there's more surface area for the water to hit, more water to drain off. And you could really fill up an area very quick in a short amount of time.
You might have a 4,000 square foot house with a roof that drains off in this little 5-foot area next to the side, and it's all hardscape. Where's the water going to go? You can have an awful lot of water really quickly. So that's why this whole grading and drainage thing is so important to plan from the very beginning. And it's sometimes difficult to retrofit later on down the road. So plan.
And when you're talking retrofit, I mean, we're talking access to the backyard with tools. There may not be room to get a tractor back there. It may be a side gate with a 4-foot walkway that it's a couple guys with shovels and wheelbarrows
We would make the Egyptians proud. It's just going to be picks and shovels and handwork.
Well, we appreciate y'all's time in the studio this morning. It's Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping, talking outdoor hardscape design, building our living space. Real quick, favorite hardscape material of today?
Pavers.
Pavers?
Yep.
He stole my answer, pavers.
You had mentioned natural stone earlier.
Well, but I'm talking natural stone pavers, concrete pavers. The reason I like them so much is that's one of the few hardscapes you can actually change.
And how is that?
Well, because you can reuse them. Then you just pick them up, and you can change whatever shape that you wanted to. So it's one of those kinds of hardscapes that you can just keep reusing and reusing to fit your needs down the road.
And if they become damaged, you can repair them. You can replace a section or replace several of them, rather than having, let's say, a cracked concrete pad that has to be demolished and repoured.
Just pick up the ones that are broken, put in a few replacements, and good to go. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. As we turn in to 2 hours of home improvement, we're talking tile floor today.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.